Next, to the author of a new book on the costs in lives and treasure of the war on terror.
The war on terror, the global war on terror, has become essentially an endless war. It started with a search for justice, and I think 13 years later, it's become a hunt for cash.
It's a stark conclusion James Risen has come to in the decade plus since September 11th. The veteran New York Times investigative journalist is best known for the explosive revelation that the Bush administration ordered the National Security Agency to eavesdrop on Americans without warrants after 9/11. But now he has compiled examples of what he sees as that hunt for cash, greed for power, and lives wrecked in his new book, Pay Any Price.
The title of the book comes from John F. Kennedy's inaugural address when he said, "Let every nation know
that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty."
Your argument is that any price has been way too high a price. How so?
Well, we have had 13 years of war now. A lot of people have gotten into the war on terror in order to make a lot of money or to gain status or power, both in the government and outside the government.